Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh man, listen sister, is it your first time here today?
Tune in to God's Grace,
radiopulpit.co.za. Alright, let me give you a bit of a fun fact and something I told Bucket earlier on. Something really amazing. Last year when we arrived and we were prepping for this day, it wasn't raining. We prepped, we set everything out. And then all of a sudden, just as we're about to start, the rain started pouring. Did you notice that today?
Oh, yeah.
We all drove here. There was no rain. All of a sudden, and for me, that speaks of something, though it sounds cliche, but it's a blessing.
Indeed.
It is a blessing for us to have the ground watered. Now, sister, I think let's get right into it.
Okay.
What was your idea coming out here today? I understand it's Healthcare Sunday, but what was your idea? What's your understanding of this day?
Well, Healthcare Sunday, as a healthcare worker, it just reminded me of being with my patients because it's where I minister a lot.
Yeah, you're a minister and you minister a lot.
Yeah, at my workplace.
Man. Yes. And you know, one of the things we've gotten to understand as well about this particular day is that it's a time for you guys to be honored. And I was just talking to Bucket earlier on, and I think this is so close to my heart because my twin brother's wife is a nurse as well.
Wow.
And oftentimes, especially in the public sector, we're always complaining, you know, oh, you'll find nurses resting and. But one of the things I've come to understand is how overwhelmed and how overly worked you guys get in the system. Mm-hmm. But you still get up every single day and serve us. Why is it that you still do that? Listen, here's a fun fact also. For me, I said it's a fun fact because the ratio, you guys are totally outnumbered by the patients that walk into your facilities. But what does it mean for you to be a sister or a nurse in our system right now in South Africa?
Well, for me to be a nurse, it's a calling. Because I didn't even know that I'm going to be a nurse one day. Yes.
Oh.
When I finished matric, I wanted to be a radiographer or a physiotherapist, but I didn't pass my maths.
Oh.
So while I was still waiting, working at a restaurant, my mother said, "Are you going to work like that till when?" Then I say, "But you are a domestic worker. Yeah. You can't take me to school."
Wow.
Then she took an initiate to go to a teacher who was a family member to say, "My daughter finished matric. What can she do now?"
Yeah.
So there was a training at an old age home. I think we were maybe the first group to do the auxiliary nurse for a year back in 1992. Then that's where my journey started to become a nurse.
Wow.
I didn't choose to be a nurse.
It chose you.
It chose me.
What would you then say, before I say goodbye to you, what would you say to the nurses right now who really feel exhausted and overworked? You know, I know we're here to pray for you. We're here to encourage you. But what would you say to them? How can they navigate this journey?
Well, I think Christianity plays a very vital role in the healthcare because when you know that you are called, then you give it your all and you go there every day. God will just bring people that you impact them. Yeah. You bring hope to the hopeless, and that on its own gives me courage to wake up and go.
Sister Christina, thank you so much for your time.
And
thank you for encouraging other nurses as well.
Yes.
And I pray that more will come out of your work and your experience.
Thank you so
much. God bless.
God bless you too.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.